This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is a twofer Tuesday, and that means you can win two Red Sox tickets all day long. We'll start the giveaways at 8:30 on this show, and you need a code word, and I will have the code word that you can use all day long for you coming up at 7, so a little over a half an hour away from now. Celtics blow a 20-point lead in their own building. Lose game one in overtime to the Knicks last night. And if, from my perspective, if Jason Tatum wants some respect put on his name, as Wiggy said a lot yesterday, then at some point in these games, he's got to go out there and get it done himself.
Right.
'Cause that's what the great ones do, Wiggy.
No more stinkers.
That's what the great ones do. So let me get to Eric in the car. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, how you doing? What's up? There was an old football coach around here that used to talk about situational football. They did not play situational basketball yesterday. You shoot the threes to go up 20. Someone on that team has to say, you know what? I'm taking it to the hole. It's a shame. That's how Atlanta lost the Super Bowl, and that was the problem last night. They were not playing situational basketball.
Mingo.
Yeah.
It's a great job, Eric, right there. Because he's right. I get the threes get you into the game and get you up by 20, but there has to be a point in time when they're making a little bit of a run where you go, okay, we're not just going to hawk up threes and let them get twos and go on this run.
It's a little bit alarming, and I get it. This is a really, really good basketball team. Curtis and I were talking about it before the show. You know, second quarter, third quarter, you're sitting there and you're like, this series is going to be a full sweep.
I mean, it was
sweep forward last night for the first three quarters of that basketball game, Curtis.
Into the middle of the third, aren't you sitting at home saying the Celtics are not playing well and they are up by 20 points? Like, this is going to be the most boring series of all time.
And I don't know if you guys continue to watch for halftime or if you just muted it, but like listening to Shaq and all of them talk about it, they were like, there's no way that this Knicks team can compete with this Celtics team for four games. Like, this is going to be easy for the Celtics.
Yeah.
To have them come out of the locker room with that type of energy, and I could see David on hold. I've seen other people. You can't blame the coach. It's up to the players to stop taking threes. My lead is going to show you exactly why I think it might be on the coach.
The first thing they do as soon as they come up out of halftime in the third quarter, Jaylen Brown hawks up a three-pointer. That's the very first thing that they do, and it's got to be to, and that's why, you know, and basketball is about so many runs and grooves and everything. There, as a player, you would think like it's just not falling from there. Let me get to the free throw line. Let me try some other stuff, and it just seems like that they don't. That never ever, that light never comes on in their head. It's like, all right, I'm missing, but if I keep shooting, it'll eventually go in.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it the coach's job to change an approach in game and to diagram some sort of a play at the end of regulation and in overtime? I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know what that play was.
How is it humanly possible? And if the caller made the Belichick reference, it's a great point. When the Patriots were in the playoffs and had to have a need-to-have-it two-point conversion, there was never a doubt in your mind that they had one they hadn't used in a while and it was going to work because that's the level of detail they had. With the Celtics, Mazzulla literally has no job. I could stand back and say, shoot the three ball, and they do it. I don't know what – I mean, not a good day for the Mazzulla thing.
No.
Clearly, he's not the best coach in the NBA because that would say that nobody knows how to coach.
Yeah, you got to be able to draw up something better at the end. Or you got to just say, okay, I'm going to get it into one of my two players' best hands, and then you have to create and get a shot. Because if you look at a lot of
– hold on. Jason Tatum mm-hmm. could have won that basketball game
right.
for them with 5 seconds left. It was in his hands.
Yeah, he missed.
He bricked it.
Right, but you then have another opportunity in overtime.
Yes, you have another opportunity, but Jason Tatum
right.
Could have closed it out.
I understand
Let's be clear about that.
And we both agree on that.
Okay, good.
But you don't close it out and you have another opportunity because the Knicks have a chance to win the game and they don't, you have to take advantage of that next opportunity.
All right. Well, a lot to talk about when it comes to the Boston Celtics and Game 1 this morning on this show. And you can call 617-779-7937. That's the same number that you can text on. That is the Subaru of New England text line. And hello and good morning to you, however you happen to be consuming this show this morning. So on any of the radio stations that we have aligned for you all over New England or on the Odyssey app, or if you happen to be watching this show this morning on another dreary, rainy morning on YouTube or on Twitch, thank you for that. And a reminder that this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's, they don't just sell diamonds, they teach you how to buy them. Very important. You're going to blow in Courtney's mind, 5 paychecks on a diamond for her.
Yeah.
You need to know how to buy the right diamond, and they have the best prices in New England. So go to tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and see the team at Springer's. This is Avi from Arlington. Good morning.
Good morning. I think it's not Jason Tatum's a better player than all of them. And the other players, they're just dog crap last night. We're supposed to. You only win a game with the competing right. And what about the fouls at the end of the game? Come on, ref.
Thank you. I'm not. There's the officials let them play basketball last night. There's no whining about the refs in that.
Yeah,
game
I got no issues
night.
With the refs. The refs they were what they were.
They had their way. You brought up Carl Anthony Towns. The Celtics they had their way with him.
Yep.
And there were a lot of no calls that the Celtics got away with.
Yeah, I mean, he had three fouls early.
And then Mazzulla said, don't go near him.
He had three fouls early.
Yeah, no, sorry, Avi.
That's not his own thing, though. I was listening to the post game with Abby Chin and Forsberg, and they were bitching about the refs. So
they were?
Yep. It's just, NBC Sports Boston is basically Al Jazeera for the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
No.
There was nothing egregious last night from the perspective of
Tatum can't go 0-for-12 in the fourth quarter. You just can't do that.
No.
Can't do that. You got to I don't care if you go 2 of 8 from three-point land in the fourth quarter or you go 3 of 9 from the field, but you just can't go 0-for. You can't have a donut in the fourth quarter. You just cannot do that when the game is that close and you're the best player. You just can't do that.
Oh, I mean, from a Mazzulla strategy point of view, he had them early in that game, trying to get a call when it came to Robinson to try to slow that team down.
Yep.
And so I give him, tiny little points
there. That
worked
out for him.
And
they got Carl Anthony Towns into foul trouble because They Jaylen Brown, when he picked up his third foul, and they switched on it, and they kind of cleared the lane, and he was able to get him to pick up his third foul. So,
but that happens with Karl Anthony Towns more than any player in basketball. There was that stat that was circulating during the game on social media. And was Missoula asked about it? Like, why? That is inexcusable. You all agree the Knicks don't win that game if Karl Anthony Towns is fouled out in the second half, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if you're going to get him to foul out. You did a good enough job to create the distance.
In the third quarter, you had 20 shots. 19 were threes.
Right, but
And he had four on him by then, Curtis.
Right.
When you look at that's where
when
you
chuck up threes, do you draw fouls?
No, but that's where you went wrong. When
right.
you look at that third quarter, the fact that you chucked up 19 of your 20 with three pointers and you didn't hit anything, that's where your issue is. At least if you're I'm not tripping about the fouls on them, but at least if you're taking high percentage shots, there's a better chance you make those.
No, but also that run that the Knicks went on in the fourth quarter was atrocious.
And in the third.
Whatever that 22-7 run or whatever it was the death knell. All right, Shine, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Okay, Sean. Bob Marley for Wiggy. Wiggy loves Bob Marley. And Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I assume you're going to tell us not to worry after last night.
No, I mean, that's the general theme, but I'm actually not going to do a Celtics lead.
Oh.
I'm going to...
Oh, oh.
There's another team in town that actually lost last night, Greg. I don't know if you were paying attention, but... another Boston team suffered a loss last night as well. That would be your Boston Bruins. Yet again, just fumbling along because instead of they were in position. They had a chance to get the first overall pick. They didn't. Instead, it went to the New York Islanders, who had worse odds to get it than you. But then, not only that, you fell to the worst possible position you could fall to. You fell to seventh. You were sitting in sixth to worst. You fell to seventh in the draft lottery. So the Bruins just continue to struggle.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We may even get it. We will get to some Don Sweeney audio, and they said it this morning as well. He doesn't seem too worried about it.
No.
Whatever. I mean, dude, like, the Bruins at this point are just, they are just kind of fumbling along. It's just, you know,
maybe,
nothing's going their way.
Shine, maybe the Sweeneys will pull a draft rabbit out of his hat.
Greg, I would love that. I would be here for it.
Maybe.
Instead, I'm sitting there last night having to watch the Panthers and Maple Leafs play in a playoff series instead
of
the Bruins.
Great game.
Excellent game.
I could want to argue that NHL playoff action is better than NBA playoff action in most cases.
In most cases, I would absolutely agree. Yes.
You would. Okay.
I wouldn't argue it because I love playoff hockey, but the ratings would.
The ratings would say different.
Yes.
Yes. You're right about that.
Yeah, I think more people watch playoff basketball than they do playoff hockey.
Hmm.
And it's probably by a pretty good number.
Okay, Shine.
Much bigger, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shine. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we've done the Missoula thing all morning, and I it's baffling to me. I don't know how you do not have inbounding plays. I know it's redundant. We've been over it. It's inexplicable to me that those are the two plays you diagram, one following a timeout, where you just chuck it into the middle of the floor, and then it's like, I don't know, I don't get it. Brad Stevens, of his, you know, he wasn't great at everything. The guy diagrammed great inbound plays, if you think back to when he was coaching the Celtics team.
Yeah.
I just watch this team. I don't think they're going to lose the series, but at what point do you course correct? Like, I don't think a manager in baseball is a big difference maker over the course of 162 games. But there are certain moments in playoff games where the manager has make or break decisions where you can implode or help your team. And last night in that third quarter and the fourth, at what point do you say, hey, Let's stop chucking it up. Jalen, you're 0 for 9. Jason, you've hit a couple, but not nearly as much as you should. Let's set up some plays in the post to get a higher percentage shot and get Karl-Anthony Towns off the floor for good. I know it sounds like, you know, basic and elementary, but I don't know how you watch that game. And Jalen yelling at his coach. I mean, we all think that Mazzulla's got this unbelievable ironclad hold over this organization. Well, when adversity hits, he pees down his leg on the inbounding play, and his second best player yells at him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brutal night all around, but I thought it was the worst night for the head coach of the team.
And the fascination with – it's boring. Like, the fascination with them trying to get the three over and over and over again is boring to watch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We haven't even addressed the overtime. Like, they got completely dominated in that overtime last
night. They just – the reason why is because they all excuse make after the game. We got good looks. We got good looks. The shots are not falling. The shots are not falling. It's like you have to get out of that mindset and be like, okay, we know they're not falling, so when do we stop? Even though it might be a good look, you say, you know what? Rather than shoot this three, I'm going to catch it, take it to the lane, and see if I can get fouled or take a high percentage shot.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. We have to take a quick break. The rest of this morning's leads coming up on the Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI.